What's going on out there? My name is Noah Michael Smith, and you're listening to the Low Food Fitness Lifestyle Podcast. Yep, we're here. I'm here. I'm back with you again. Hey, we're making this a regular habit. Is this a habit going on here? It's a good habit. Let's get straight into this. Are you good at what you do? How good exactly are you at what you do? Do you think you're the best at what you do? How much training did you have to do the job you do, your chosen career? Or if not your chosen career, your sport. You're a sports person, you're a sportsman or woman. Do you play sport? Are you talented? Let's get down to this. Talent. Natural talent. This show's all about natural talent today. And what is natural talent? And do you believe someone can have natural talent? Now, for me, the jury's out. I've had many conversations with some great people, not to mention one, Dr. Bella. I hope you're listening, Mr. Bella. We've had great conversations about this subject. The jury's still out with me. For him, he's set in stone that you can have natural talent. I don't know. I swing from side to side. One day I'll be having a conversation with somebody and I think, yeah, you can have natural talent. And then I'll sleep on it and think, but no, there's a lot of variables going on here. So let me just throw a few out to you today. Three things I want to mention. Dogged, grit, determination. Number two, flair. Number three, intelligence. Those three things I'm going to pick on today. And I'm going to pick apart this natural talent theory that people think you have. Now, to say someone has natural talent, you're telling me that that person's born, thrown out of the womb, ready to play tennis, thrown out of the womb, ready to box. No, I'm finding that hard to believe. We're not horses. We're not like bred to do this thing because your father did X, Y, Z. You know, one thing I said to a lady the other day, she said her daughter does this thing and she doesn't know where she gets it from because the father doesn't do it and the mother doesn't do it. I said, well, she's an individual. She's not you. She's not him. She's her. Of course she's going to have traits that you all don't have because she's her own person. I have four children. I'm a good martial artist, and not all of my children are good martial artists. Yeah, I trained them to be that, but we talked about this dogged grit determination thing. If someone wants to get good at something, then they could train and train and train. Now, there's other things that come into play. I believe you can have certain aspects to your genetic makeup that would allow you to do something better than another person. Let me give you an example. Reflexes is one of those things, or hand-eye coordination is another thing. So there's a friend of mine, he's a friend of a friend, I should say. I know his father better than I know him. His name is Michael Page. He came from kickboxing and now he's in the world of mixed martial arts, and he goes by the name of Michael Venom Page. Now, if you go to the notes that I've written in YouTube or wherever you find this podcast, you will see a link to that. Click on the link and you catch all his videos edited down into a 5-minute edit. It's really good, really good. Give you an insight to the type of person, the guy that I'm talking about. He's also a nice guy. Now, the reason why I mention Michael Page is because his reflexes are so unique. You would look at him and say, this man has got natural talent. Throughout the years, I've seen him fight and what he's done to people, and he beats them with such ease. You would think he's got natural talent. No, he didn't. His dad's a martial artist, right? So I'm going to come to that in a minute. But he didn't jump out of the womb. He didn't fly out of his mum's belly doing the martial arts. Michael Page has what you call extraordinary reflexes. He sees the thing early. Now that in itself is the skill. The skill is in the mindset. It's in the growth mindset. Now, I mentioned a minute ago, all his family are into martial arts. His dad runs a martial arts association, for crying out loud. He has brothers and sisters, and no, they haven't done what Michael Page has done. I grant you that. But, you know, let's talk about Michael Jackson for a moment. We could draw a comparison with him. Now, Michael Jackson was said to be a gifted singer and dancer and was said to have natural talent. Listen up here. Michael Jackson never had a girlfriend. You never heard about Michael Jackson running around with women. You heard about the brothers doing that, but you never heard about Michael Jackson do that. He had a growth mindset. He was channel visioned into what he wanted. Nothing else got in the way. He probably went to bed, because I know that one. I've been to bed dreaming about things and woke up saying, can't wait for the next day to start because I want to get straight into this thing right away. I could imagine him doing that every single day. Yeah, it takes a specific person to want to do that. And people get that mixed up with natural talent. Let me tell you another thing about Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, like Michael Page, they were born in the environment. He was born in the culture, in that singing music culture. He had no choice. He had no choice to do but what he's doing. So therefore, all he did was home in to the skill sets that he had already. And of course you could be born with natural skill sets, natural traits. We all have a genetic makeup. Yeah, our genes are different from each other. Some people here is black, some people here is blonde, some have got blue eyes. You know, we're not all the same, we're all different. So of course that's going to manifest itself in the art that you're doing, whether it's sports, music, art, whatever it may be. But this so-called natural talent, there's a few things you've got to remember. Environment, how much was that person exposed to this? And I was talking to a girl the other day, and she's got four children, and she said to me that her children dance and one can't dance. All right, okay, I'm going to answer that one. I spoke about at the beginning of this, when I spoke about the three things, it's actually four. Let's touch on one of those things, your brain. What your brain perceives is how good or bad you could be at something. You can have four people in a car listening to the radio, and like me, it doesn't matter how engaging the conversation is, I cannot have music playing. Why? Because my brain would go straight to that music. It doesn't matter what you're saying to me, my brain would go straight to the music. You got to turn that music off because my mind is homed into that. Now, if this lady's children or one of her children, his brain or her brain cannot register the music coming in like the other three, of course he's not going to be that gifted in dancing. Now, if the other three are more susceptible and their neurons are picking up the music and they're bopping and tapping their feet, nodding their head, they're going to have that rhythm going through them all the time. If that rhythm then carries on, and then they start dancing and moving and getting up every time they hear the music, something that is set into them through environment, circumstance. They were born into that system where they heard music all the time. So it doesn't boil down to natural talent. Somebody ain't born specifically to dance. Somebody is not born specifically to play tennis. Their skill sets are probably best suited to that, just as one thing. But if you put them into something similar, they'll be great at that as well. You have to be careful when you say this person's got natural talent, because there's a whole lot of variables that you've got to think about. Look, you are going to get different end of the spectrum. If you have the weakest person, you're going to have the strongest person. There's always yin and yang. If you've got the shortest person, you're going to have the tallest person. It goes without saying, the world is like that. Different ends of the spectrum. I'm saying that, yes, you can get somebody exceptional. But let me come back to this so-called natural talent. If you've got these people that got this natural talent thing going on here, why bother doing the work? You might as well just sit back in your chair and take the money, because no one's going to beat you. Sugar Ray Leonard and Marvin Hagler, two great boxers. If you've never heard of them, go to the write-up that I've got on the podcast or wherever you're getting this podcast. I said this before, and there's a link there where you can find a edited version of their famous fight, Marvin Hagler versus Sugar Ray Leonard, or Sugar Ray Leonard versus Marvin Hagler. You got Sugar Ray Leonard, who's a flair, who's got the style. And again, people said he's a natural fighter. And then you got Marvin Hagler, who's the dogged, brawl, punch him out kind of guy. So this was a great matchup. Who's got the natural talent out of these guys? And everyone would point to Sugar Ray Leonard and say, yeah, Sugar Ray Leonard's got the natural talent, because Marvin Hagler looks like he's more textbook and he wants to go out there and just do all the stuff that general boxers do. And Sugar Ray, you look at him and say, well, people can't do what Sugar Ray does because it's an individual thing. He has a thing with his hand that I love to see him doing. I call it the windmill, where he swings that arm around and punches with the opposite hand. Great fighter. Great. Love to see him. He's got very fast hands. So unconventional. When he hits you, he's like a martial artist. And that means he hits you very fast from any angle. And not a lot of boxers do that. But I get back to the point, is that he would eat, breathe, as I said about Michael Jackson and some of the others. These men have a dogged willingness to do better, to be different from the other person. And the one thing they have that shines more than the others is a beautiful mind. When you used to hear Michael Jackson speak about his choreography and how he puts things together, the way he spoke, it was crazy. It was just so out of this world. Sugar Ray is another thing. Michael Venom Page, I heard him in an interview once. Michael Page fights with his hands down. You go into mixed martial arts, fighting with your hands down, it's suicidal. These guys want to take your head off. They said to him, why do you fight like that? Why do you fight with your hands down? You get knocked out. And Michael Page said something, I have to think about this. Well, this guy's got it, man. He said, well, you fight with your hands up, you still get knocked out. Because he's fighting guys with his hand, with their hands up, and they're getting knocked out anyway. So he fights with his hands down. And you know, when he said that, I went to my club the next day and I tried it. I said to all the kids that I was teaching, I want you to fight with your hands down today. And it goes, huh? You always told us to fight with our hands up. No. Just fight with your hands down. And you know the thing about that? I know it's a risky thing to tell your students, but you know the thing when they're boxing, that is. You know the thing about that? None of them saw the other hand coming. Why? Because it's out of your eye line. It's down by your waist. Providing you could get that hand up quick enough, you're going to hit the guy every time. It's something that I used to do without even thinking about it. But when you're training and someone teaches you all the time, drill, keep your hand up, keep your hand up, keep your hand up. And yeah, in all honesty, keeping your hand up is the best way to go, because not many people have the reflexes required to have to be able to hit from your waist up. It's about having the skill set to be able to do that, not having the talent, this so-called natural talent that people think people have. You're looking at environment, mindset, skill set. So skill set is not natural talent. Skill set is having the skill. And the skill you can be born with, as I said, you could be born to be a weightlifter. If you're born with chunky, powerful legs, you could be born that way with chunky legs. So you're best suited to lift the weight. Yeah? It doesn't mean you have natural talent. It means you've been born with these legs to do X, Y, Z. And there are many moving parts in the body. People are forgetting that. All right. Another sports person that just floats my boat. I love watching tennis. I don't play it so well. I would love to one day, but I love watching tennis. And I like flared players. I like players like John McEnroe. He had a beautiful touch. You know, these players that come into the net and they make the ball float. Federer is another one. I love seeing Federer play. It's just so natural. I'm going to use that word, wasn't I? I'm falling into that trap. It's so natural. But yeah, Federer works so hard at getting the standard that he's got. Do people ever talk about Federer having natural talent? I've never heard that. But I'm going to mention a tennis player that I think is outstanding, and that's Agassi. This guy, I never seen anything like it. No, he didn't come to the net like the guys, and he didn't have the silk like some of the guys. But I'll tell you what I like about Agassi, his ability to return the ball. Now, we're talking about a skill here that he homed in, and nobody, I believe, was better than him, and not to this day. And that's a returning the ball. How that guy saw some of the balls coming over the net at some mad, crazy hundreds of miles speeds an hour. Didn't have a powerful serve, but he had an amazing return. He saw it with his eye, and he was able to react to it with his reflexes. Is that natural talent? Was he born with natural tennis talent? No, he was probably born with a sharp eye to see that, and sharp reflexes. And even with those things, you've got to hone them in. Because if you don't hone them in, they're not going to get better. You have to train these things. Your neurons have got to reset to the sport or the task that you're doing. And once you reset those neurons, the thing that you're doing gets better and better. Let me give you a little example of that. At the moment, I'm studying some anatomy. I've said to you the last podcast that I've gone back to school, and yeah, boy, I have gone back to school, all right. And I'm struggling with this stuff. Really, I am. And I've dug down deep and tried to do better. I read a lot of autobiographies because I love reading about people's successes and things they've done. I had this discussion with a friend, and this same friend I'm going to talk to you about, I had this discussion with. We were talking about reading autobiographies. She said to me, I only read autobiography of somebody who's lived, and I agree with her. I can't read an autobiography of these pop stars or film stars, and they've lived for 5 days and they're writing an autobiography. What's that all about? I want to read about somebody who's done some stuff in life. So that's the autobiography I read. Anyway, back to what I was talking about. So I have been studying and reading a lot of textbooks to do with physiology and anatomy. But anyway, this friend of mine, I was revising and she was testing me, and she had to read the questions back to me. This girl's a school teacher and she couldn't read all the questions. I said, what's wrong with you, girl? And she said, well, they're medical terms. It's like parts of the body. And she's struggling with these words. I took the textbook from her and I said, oh yeah, well, that's what it says. And that's what it says. And started reading it out and think, oh, right, that's all right. Because my neurons have been set to those words. I've homed into that. Yeah, where she hasn't. And when I was struggling, say, 5 months ago, I'm a lot more comfortable in reading that stuff now. This is what I'm saying to you. You got to reset your neurons. No matter how good you are at doing something, you have to reset your neurons to home in and make that skill better. You hear people talking about muscle memory. There's not such thing as muscle memory, but the idea behind muscle memory is that if you home your body into something and tune it into something, it would just go there without having to think about it. And that's what the greats do. They work hard and work hard. And you know, you could be working when you're sleeping. I do it all the time. I'll have a problem, I'll go to sleep, and my brain is working to solve that problem. I get up in the morning, I know exactly what to do, and it's done. So these greats don't turn off. Yeah, they sleep, but they don't turn off. Their brain is working on the task when they sleep. Michael Jackson, coming back to him, he's got some of the best music videos ever. I say I mention the guy a lot because I like him so much. I'm sure a lot of y'all like him as well out there. And I loved his videos. I learned so much from that man when I was creating my aerobic championship workouts. If you look at his videos, they're not cutting from here to there like all the other guys, because he wants to show you the dance. You watch a video now, you cannot see what they're doing. They're faking it. They're chopping here, they're chopping there, and they call it the style, but they're not showing you what they're doing. There's no nothing going on there, man. Have I gone on a tangent? But I can do that every now and again. Anyway, so yeah, you got to reset those neurons, repath the neurons, I would say. Just home into that task that you're doing. And that's what the greats do. They do something over and over and over again. It's the growth mindset that makes these so-called, what you would say, natural ability have what seems to or look like natural ability. Another thing these people have, and I have that myself, believing you're the best. It all comes back to that mind again. If you believe you're one of the pack, you're just a group of a whole load of people, that's okay. You're going to be okay. If you believe you're the best, now you can't just have this belief without the talent, right? So to have the talent, you have to make the talent. Look at what you can do and pitch that up against the other guy, and you see that you're better than them. Then you could say you're better than them. And what I'm telling you, this whole natural talent thing, again, I can have a conversation with a group of guys or girls and they could just say, hey, Noel, we're going to throw your argument out of water why you can have natural talent. And I'm open. You know, I'm open because, as I said to you, to say that someone's born to do X, Y, Z, I don't subscribe to that. I think it's a lot more complicated than just saying that. It's an easy option. It's easy to say that person's got natural talent without looking at all the other things. Environment. And you can't just look at the environment and see two guys growing up together and say, well, he was born in the same environment. Why isn't he as good? Because the mind is different. Because the body is different. Because his belief and perception and outlook on life is different. He works harder, dogged, every day. Not just his body, his physique, his mind. Coming back to Sugar Ray Leonard and Marvin Hagler. I'm not saying Marvin Hagler is a dumb guy in any stretch of the imagination. But when I looked at Sugar Ray Leonard, in my opinion, the better brain. In that fight, yeah, Marvin Hagler's all over him and throwing punches and stuff. But Sugar Ray Leonard was up, moving. His eyes were just open wide. He was constantly thinking about how he's going to break this person down. It's like a puzzle. And that's what the greats do. Whether you're a musician, a dancer, a boxer, an athlete of some sort, you're looking how you can break the person down, and you break them down with class and style as well. That's how it works, yeah. That's how it works. Now, I hope you got something from this, and you're welcome to prove my theory wrong. I'm going to go and leave you with that thought. You can catch me on lofu@me.com. I love you all. Catch you next time. Bye.